53261. The Lathe of Heaven by Ursula K. Le Guin. Copyright 1971 by Ursula K. Le Guin. Read by Alec Voles.
This book was originally created for audio cassette playback. Any announcements concerning cassettes do not apply to this recording. This version contains a marker allowing direct access to the beginning of the book.
Library of Congress Annotation. When George Orr realizes that his dreams produce an alternate reality, he is so distraught that he consults a psychiatrist. After a few sessions, Dr. Haber wants to manipulate George's dreams to solve the world's political, environmental, and population problems. Some Strong Language, 1971. From the Book Jacket. Ursula K. Le Guin has been in the vanguard of science fiction since the publication of her first novel in 1966. Her essays and criticism, short stories and novels, have won numerous prizes, including the Hugo, Nebula, World Fantasy, Tiptree, and National Book Awards, reverent critical acclaim, and a vast, devoted readership that reaches far beyond the genre. But out of all she has produced, all the brilliant speculations advanced, and wondrous new worlds imagined, this is the work which perhaps best endures in the mind, the heart, and the conscience. The Lathe of Heaven is George Orr's story. A man who dreams things into being, for better or for worse. It is a dark vision and a warning, a fable of power uncontrolled and uncontrollable, a truly prescient and startling view of humanity, and the consequences of God-playing. It is, quite simply, a masterpiece. About the author. Ursula K. Le Guin is a multiple award-winning author, editor, and anthologist. Over the course of her literary career, she has been awarded 5 Hugo and 5 Nebula Awards, including one of each for her novel, The Dispossessed, An Ambiguous Utopia. She lives in Oregon.